Hello, this is Pastor Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. And today I'm going to record a spoken version of a book review that I did. It's a review of the book by John D. Currid titled Against the Gods, The Polemical Theology of the Old Testament, published by Crossway in 2013, a book that is 160 pages long. This review appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 8, Number 2, July of 2016, and it can be found on pages 249 to 252. John D. Currid is the Carl McMurray Professor of Old Testament at Reformed Theological Seminary in Charlotte, as well as a Presbyterian minister. Currid's Against the Gods provides a popular-level introduction for comparing religious texts from the ancient Near East and the Hebrew Old Testament. Currid's central thesis is that the Old Testament does not demonstrate a naive literary dependence upon parallel ancient Near Eastern literature. Rather, it exercises a vibrant, polemical theology meant to exalt the superiority of Yahweh, the God of the Bible, and the religion of the people of Israel over the false gods and false religions of the surrounding nations. Against the Gods begins with two introductory chapters that provide a brief history of ancient Near Eastern studies. That's chapter 1, and an introduction to what Currid calls polemical theology, chapter 2. The remaining chapters present an analysis of various parallels between Old Testament and ancient Near Eastern literature. Each chapter argues for an interpretation along the lines of polemical theology. The parallels in these chapters are as follows. Genesis 1 and the ancient Near Eastern creation accounts like the Enuma Elish in chapter 3. Genesis 6 through 9 and ancient Near Eastern flood accounts like the Sumerian flood story and the Epic of Gilgamesh in chapter 4. Genesis 39 and the Egyptian tale of two brothers, chapter 5. The birth of Moses and the Sumero-Akkadian legend of Sargon, chapter 6, the flight of Moses and the Egyptian story of Sinuhe, chapter 7, the revelation of the divine name in Exodus 3 and the Egyptian book of the heavenly cow, chapter 8, the rod of Moses in the Exodus narrative and its background in the Egyptian culture, chapter 9, the parting of the Red Sea and the Egyptian Westgar papyrus, King Cheops and the magician, chapter 10, and finally, the Old Testament and various Canaanite motifs in chapter 11. The opening chapter provides a helpful historical overview of the study of ancient Near Eastern literature and its relationship to the study of the Old Testament. Research in the field began with the first archaeological discoveries of ancient Near Eastern materials from 1788 to 1872. This led to a period of suspicion, 1873 to 1905, which resulted in many modern historical critical scholars assuming that the Hebrew texts were dependent upon the earlier pagan texts. The New Horizons period, 1906 to 1940, was spawned by the ongoing discoveries at places like Nuzi and Mari, and the expansion of the field of ancient Near Eastern studies, apart from its relationship to biblical texts. Currid presents the present age as one of synthesis from 1945 to present, in which modern scholarship commonly views biblical history as invention and propaganda, page 22. He ends this chapter by suggesting that some evangelical Old Testament scholars, like Peter Enns and John Walton, have gone too far when they emphasize the similarities and parallels between ancient Near Eastern literature and biblical writings, but they do not recognize to any degree the foundational differences between the two, page 23. Thus, Currid is attempting to offer a corrective to those who emphasize synthesis between the Old Testament and ancient Near Eastern literature rather than distinction and contrast. Currid's alternative to the synthesis thesis is the aforementioned polemical theology, as outlined in chapter 2, pages 25 to 32. He offers this initial definition, quote, "Polemical theology is the use by biblical writers of the thought forms and stories that were common in ancient Near Eastern culture, while filling them with radically new meaning. The biblical authors take well-known expressions and motifs from the ancient Near Eastern milieu and apply them to the person and work of Yahweh and not to other gods of the ancient world. Polemical theology rejects any encroachment of false gods into Orthodox belief. There is an absolute intolerance of polytheism. Polemical theology is monotheistic to the very core. Page 25, end quote. According to Currid, the Old Testament writers did not merely borrow from the pagan myths and sanitize them by removing mention of the gods and substituting Yahweh, but they often intentionally drew upon these myths in order to repudiate them and to declare the superiority of Yahweh. In his opening discussion of the creation account in Genesis 1, for example, Currid concludes by noting that it stands in stark contrast to what he calls dark mythological polytheism, page 46. This refrain is essentially repeated throughout the succeeding examples of the following chapters. In fact, one criticism of Currid's analysis is that it is fairly repetitive. The argument becomes redundant. One reviewer suggested that the book reads like a good article that has been somewhat forcibly expanded into a book. Despite this repetition, in the end, I believe that Currid's book fills an important void. It provides students and pastors with a non-technical, popular-level introduction to the study of various ancient Near Eastern parallels with biblical literature, which some modern historical critical scholars have used to downgrade the unique nature and authority of the Old Testament scriptures. In the book's conclusion, the author concedes that polemical theology, quote, does not answer every question about the relationship of the Old Testament to ancient Near Eastern literature and life, end quote, page 141. Yet he also adds, quote, at times, however, polemical theology can serve as a solid and reliable interpretive lens by which one can properly see the significance of a parallel. In addition, and of utmost importance, is the truth that the biblical writers often employed polemical theology as an instrument to underscore the uniqueness of the Hebrew worldview in contrast to other ancient Near Eastern conceptions of the universe and how it operates. In this day and age, when a considerable number of scholars seek to diminish the originality and uniqueness of the Old Testament, this is no small thing. Page 141, end quote. Indeed, Currid's thesis is a needed corrective to those, including some evangelical scholars, who have too readily adapted a synthesis framework. Perhaps the most important lingering question which remains is whether or not conservative evangelicals can make any use of mainstream historical critical methodology, whether ancient Near Eastern studies, source criticism, form criticism, literary criticism, etc., and not be tainted by it in the end.